It's a success and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're coming to an end of Sefer Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim, this week's Parsha, Bahar B'chukosai. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perichov, hey, Pusuk, Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. And Hashem speaks to Moshe on Har Sinai. Daber el Bnei Yisrael. Speak to all Yisrael. V'amart Elohim ki savo el ha'oretz. When you come into the land, Asher ani nosein lachem, that I gave to you, v'shafta ha'oretz, Shabbos la'Hashem, and I'm going to give you this land, sheishonim tizra sadecha, for 6 years you're going to work the land, and as we all know, posek dalad u'b'shana ha'shviyah Shabbos Shabboson. And Rashi, right in the first Rashi, because it's always about those first Rashis. Rashi says, Bahar Sinai, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Right, whenever someone doesn't know, you don't know what they're talking about, you say, I don't get it. Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. V'halo, what do you mean? Kol HaMitzvos never be Sinai. Everything was given at Sinai, right? The only thing that Jews don't argue about is 613 mitzvos. Again, Jews argue about what they are. The Rambam, and the Chinuch, and Rav Sadia going, all the different Perushim. What are those 613 mitzvos? Where do Dirabbanan fall in? Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But everyone across the board says, coming from a Gemara and Makos, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvos. So why specifically Shemitah? Says Rashi, you know why? Shemitah has so many details, right? We just had a Shemitah. So many details, so many rules, so many halachas. Af kulon. And the question begs itself. How does it answer it? Why is Shemitah mentioned Bahar Sinai? Because there's a lot of laws. Guess what? There are a lot of laws about so many different things. Why specifically Shemitah? How does that answer the question? Question one. Question two. We'll go to the next parsha. Parshas Bechukosai. Says the Torah, in Bechukosai Telechu, Perechov Vav Pasuk Gimel, in Bechukosai Telechu, Vad Mitzvosai Tishmaru, Vasisem Osam. Says Rashi again, all about those first Rashi. Always the first Rashi. Rashi says, in Bechukosai Telechu, Yachul Zeh Kiyum HaMitzvos. Maybe someone's going to think, you know what it means that I'm going to go with my chukim? Do the mitzvos. Says Rashi, it doesn't make sense. Vasisim Osam, and you should do them. That's talking about the mitzvos. Hamani Mekayim. Why does it say, in Bechukosai Telechu? Says Rashi, the famous Rashi, Torah's Kohanim, Shetihu Amelim B'Torah. That you should toil yourself in Torah. So again, there's a lot of questions. You know, the Or HaChaim, which we spoke about in the past, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he was a very holy man. He lived in 1696 to 1743. He was married, and he couldn't have children with his first wife. And then he had another wife, and he had only girls. We love girls. But he needed to teach over his Torah, so they say that he learned the Parsha with his girls, and afterwards they wrote down his Perushim. Right? We have the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. You sometimes have Shirim, just Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He went through Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. It's amazing. And in this week's Parsha, at the end of Vayikra Parshas Bechukosai, there are 42 Pshatim. Right on this, again, we could spend the whole Shir just on his Pshatim, but they tell an amazing story. I told the story before. That he was the rabbi, he was the darshan. He actually moved to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he started a yeshiva. And the next year, in 1742, he founded a yeshiva. Again, he was originally from Morocco and he founded a yeshiva. Came to Eretz Yisrael. And in 1743, July 7th, looked it up on the computer, he was nifter. But he was nifter on Shabbos. And that Shabbos, the great Baal Shem Tov said, that the Torah in Eretz Yisrael was just distinguished. Why? Because the Baal Shem Tov had Ruach HaKodesh and he knew that the great Or HaChaim HaKodesh was Nifter. Amazing, amazing story. But they say a story, we love stories, that he was a butcher, he was a Talmud Chacham, he ate everything. And one time, he was shechting for someone and there wasn't a lot of meat, and a rich person came and said, I want the meat. But the Or HaChaim said, no, it's for this poor person. And the rich person really embarrassed the poor person, and the Or HaChaim didn't say anything. Later that night, there was a dream, and the Or HaChaim, the dream Hashem came to him, and he said, you have to put yourself in Golus. So he went, and he put himself in a different town. No one knew who he was. Again, they didn't have internet back then. Imagine, no internet, no WhatsApp. No one knew what other people looked like. No cameras. So it turns out he puts himself in another community, and the rabbi is giving a drasha, and he had the great Or HaChaim HaKadosh Sefer. And Friday night he's going on in Chosai L'Telechu, and he's giving 14 shotim. And the Or HaChaim gets up and he says, this is not pshat, no, don't listen. And the rabbi said, listen, be quiet, man, be quiet, I don't know who you are. Shabbos day again, another 14 shotim, right, 28. And again, he got up and he says, no, this rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. Shaul Shudis gets up, the next 14 must have been very long drashas. And again, and they said, listen, what you're doing is not right. And they took the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and they threw him into a cellar. True story, right? A true story. They put him in the cellar and all of a sudden there was a storm that was going to wipe out the city. And they did a Gorah, they did a special Gorah Hagra to see what exactly was going on. And it turned out they didn't realize that the Or HaChaim, he was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. They brought him out and it stopped. Amazing. Right, but why did I tell that story? It's a nice story, it's Or HaChaim, but it's about B'chu Kosai, 40 times, 42 Pshatim. And in these Pshatim, the Or HaChaim asks, why this Lashon of Chok? If we're going to teach in B'chu Kosai, Teilechu, first of all, there's Lashon of Teilechu, of going. What does it mean of going? And Amelin B'Torah, but why a Chok? A Chok, we don't know what the reason is. We don't understand what a Chok is. So shouldn't it say, Im b'mitzvosai teilechu? Why specifically chukim? That's question two. Question three. We just had a lag ba'omer. We've been talking about Sfira Sa'omer. We mentioned the question very briefly. It's called Sfira Sa'omer. Rashi in last week's parsha says Omer because it's a measurement. Why do you call it Sfira Matan Torah? We're getting to Shavuos. We're getting closer and closer. Why Sfira Sa'omer? It's a measurement. And furthermore, we know the great Rabbi Akiva. We've spoken about Rabbi Akiva, that all of his Talmidim, Shalom Nogu, Kavu Zem Zed, they didn't show cover to one another, and it was all wiped out. We gave different explanations, hard to understand the whole story. There were Tzadikim, Gemurim. However, we know Rabbi Akiva rebuilt. He rebuilt. He had five great Talmidim, Rishon Bar Yochai, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, all these great Tanan that went and they kept Torah Shebaal Peh around. And it's amazing, at the end of Yuma, so many different Gemaras are showing Rabbi Akiva, he never gave up. His whole Mahus, his whole essence was never giving up. And there's an amazing Mishnah in Yuma that says, Ma, right? It says by Rabbi Akiva, Lifnei Miata Matayer. In front of who are we going to be Matayer? Ma Mikvah Matayer Yisrael. Just like a Mikvah is Matayer Klal Yisrael. You're going to a Mikvah, you're Tomei, you're Matayer Klal Yisrael. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to Hashem, Matayeris Tmeim. The question is, what's the correlation between a mikvah and Hashem? Again, mikvah's great, it's Matayer, but why specifically, what's that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why the Omer? So let's just chazor over, make sure we have it. Bechukosai Bahar. How does it answer the first question? How does Shemitah answer up? Ma'in in Shemitah Itza Har Sinai, that we're going to teach all the laws. How does that answer up the question? Furthermore, in B'chukosai Teilechu, there were one of the Or HaChaim's Kadosh's questions, one of the 42. Why specifically Chakika? Chukas? Why a law that we don't understand? Why the Lashon of Teilechu? And lastly, how is a mikvah and a Kadosh Baruch Hu similar? So let's go slow. You know, I asked this question to my kids last week. And they said very clearly, right away, that the reason, the idea of Shemitah, which we just had a Shemitah, is very interesting.
when you would go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal during the years of Shemitah, or even leading up to Shemitah, and you would say, I need a Yeshua, I need different things, everyone has so many things that we have to daven for. And the key is obviously we have to daven for each other, it's Gemara and Brachos. Just daven for each other, you daven for me, I'll daven for you. Everyone needs Yeshuas, but Reb Chaim Kanievsky told so many people, and I saw in my own eyes, he said, learn Shemitah, learn Hilchos Shemitah, Shvius, it's very hard. The inquiries, all the details of Shvius, and the ideas, and all that, it's hard. What's the pshat? I never understood, so I don't know exactly, but I'm thinking right now, I'm thinking out loud, on the recorder, I'm thinking that maybe the pshat is, as we know, like my kids were saying, is that Shemitah is the idea of Emunah, six years. You're working the land in the seventh year, it's Emunah. You know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Lam and Aleph. The Gemara says that we're going to be asked six questions when we get up to Shemayim. And the Gemara quotes different things. We know that we have six Sidrei Mishnah. And we know that one of them is Zroim. And it says, Emunas bi'itecha, quoting a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Why? Because Zroim is Emunah. It says in Maharal, just like when you plant a tree, you need Emunah. Obviously you water, you do what you can, you do your Hashtadlus, you water. You put the seed in and you water, but guess what? It's up to Hashem. Everything's up to Hashem, but clearly person doesn't work the land. He says, listen, I'm going to rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mitzvah of Emunah. There's a Mishnah Perkei Avos. Mishnah says that all the bad things, but you know what also is a really bad thing? It's a Medrash also. If a person doesn't keep Shemitah, that's what the worst things? I understand Gili Arias doing more acts. I understand the Avodah Zarah, worshipping to idols, but why would Shvius? Because it's all about the Emunah, and we have to strengthen our Emunah. That's one answer. An easy answer, we understand this answer, and we understand what Rashi's telling us. Why specifically Shemitah, Har Sinai? Because the whole Har Sinai experience was Emunah. You know, it's a very interesting machlokas we've shown him. Do we say that Emunah is one of the 613, right? We just said in the beginning, right? 613 mitzvahs, is it one? So the Bahag holds that it's a separate mitzvah. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, no, it's not a separate. He's defending the Bahag, very interesting, but he says it's not a separate mitzvah. Says Rav Chaim Vital, why? Why is it not a separate mitzvah? So says Rav Chaim Vital, also Rav Chaim Volozhin, that it's a prerequisite to the Torah. If you don't have the Emunah, you don't have the belief in Hashem, and again, there's Emunah and there's Bitachon, realizing that we don't fully understand everything. Hashem has His reasons, He has His purposes. We'll never understand it. But Emunah, we believe in Hashem. But it's the whole prerequisite to getting the Torah. If we don't have the Emunah, what do we have? So that's why our Sinai, but another explanation, 6 years. We know we live in a world, there's so much going on in this world. There's good things and there's bad things, because that's what life's about. But there's amazing things that, you know, a person has opportunities. The opportunities in this world that a person could be successful, and he can make parnasa, and he could be a Talmid Chacham, and Yirei Shamayim, and all the good things. But he has a lot of choice. He has a lot of ability. It wasn't always like that. You take it 70, 80 years. In different parts of the world. Nazi Germany, Yach Shemo. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't even live. Opportunities? There were no opportunities of anything. You came to America, people lost their jobs left and right. There were no opportunities. But nowadays, wow, there's so many opportunities. And guess what? 6 years, you work the land. You do what you can. You do your hashtadlus, the capitalist society. Making the money, obviously giving the stucca. Tenth is miser. That means you're making $1 million. I hope you're giving $100,000 to stucca. There's a lot of causes out there. However, there's this idea that you have a year seven. Because after a person is prosperous, and after a person does his shtalos, because a person needs to do what he can, he takes a step back and he says, wow, Hashem, that's what Shemitah is about. The capitalists, but then going to a society that everyone realizing, okay, there are people that are more fortunate and less fortunate, and but we take a step back and we say, seventh year, the Rabbonu Shalom, seventh day of the week, Shabbos. Take a step back. We're not working. We have a Shabbos just to dwell with Hashem. Obviously, the Torah writes,
You got to take your little nap. Everyone deserves a nap. But you got to learn more Torah. But however much you're learning, put an extra couple minutes into it. Right? You have a longer Shabbos, longer time. Some people are like, longer nap, which I hear. Right? But the key, I told my Bachram today, the key is you have such a long time. Make sure right after the meal, learn a little bit. Then take your nap. Try to get in a little Torah, a little more Torah. Everyone to each their own. So that's the idea. 6 years you're working, showing the opportunities that we have, accomplishing. And the seventh year, the Emuna, realizing it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's this idea of B'kuchosai Teleichu? So there's a lot of different explanations. But the whole idea of B'kuchosai Teleichu, you know, the Pasuk tells us in Iyov, Adam La'amol Yulat, that a person needs to realize that Torah, it's a privilege. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, infinite. We don't fully understand Hashem, but Hashem says, listen, I'm going to give you something amazing. I'm going to give you the Torah. I'm going to give you the ability to learn about me. When you have a relationship with someone, you want to understand them. You want to get to know them. You want to understand how they tick, what they like, what they don't like. When we learn the Rabbanu Shalom's Torah, Hashem says, although I'm infinite and we don't fully understand, you're never going to understand me, I'm giving you the Torah to learn. The Zohar says that the whole idea of Imbuchuhosai Teleichu is going on the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Torah Shebaal Peh, it's very interesting. I was once walking with Rav Schachter and I said to him, listen, I might have said this before, I don't know what I say, but I said to him, listen, the generations are changing. And right, this is a question I always, when I see a big person, I ask them. I asked for Baron Wine this question. He said, being proud of what our heritage and knowing our Jewish history and understanding it. And Ashrechem, wow, where we've come. And I asked if Schechter knew. I didn't say knew, but I said knew Rosh Hashiva. That what do we do in a technology? The world is going so fast. And he said that if you want to have, we need to strengthen the Emunah. And I said, no. How? I didn't say no again. I keep on saying no, but I didn't say no to him. But I said, so how do we strengthen our Emunah? And he said, Torah Shebaal Peh. And I think the pshat is Torah Shebaal Peh. All the details and all the laws and trying to understand Hashem, but amelus. Working, schwitzing, working, really putting an effort into it. You know, you could learn Torah. You could study Torah. But you could view Torah as an intellectual exercise. It's beautiful. There's so many laws. There's so many details. There's so many back and forth questions. But when a person wants to go deeper, it's not just an intellectual exercise. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's this connection with Hashem. Comes along the great Alter Rebbe, and he says something amazing. You know, when a person has a piece of paper, he has a pen and he writes on it. So yeah, there's ink on the pen. On the paper. But there's ink on the paper. And that's two entities coming together. Ink and paper. But when a person engraves something, chakika, in the Gemara, right? It's called in the Gemara, Gittin, Shabbos, Chok Tochos. You're not just, you're either pushing out the letters, right? The Gemara talks about making a get by pushing out the letters. Chok, you're pushing, you're engraving. Or with our tefillin box. Right? The whole process, so fascinating, if anyone's ever seen it, it's beautiful. How they create, like with tefillin, but how they create, they push it out. How to create the shin on the shell, shell rosh, they push it out, chakika, because chakika means engraved. You take it out. And that's the whole idea of the Torah. M'chukosai teilechu. A chok. Why are you doing a chok? We don't just, no, because we don't fully get it. But we want to have that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and Davav, if a person says, I worked hard but I didn't accomplish, al tamen, don't believe him. If you have a guy that says, I didn't work hard and I accomplished, right? That guy that says, I didn't study at all. No, I didn't study. And he gets 100, that guy. First of all, he studied for like, he never stopped studying, right? We don't know. He's saying he didn't study. He's probably smart, but he's probably studied. Don't believe him. But says the Gemara, Yagati. But if you worked hard, umatsati. So the question is, why umatsati and I found? Why didn't they just say, v'salachti, and I accomplished? Because it's a metziah. Hashem says, I'm going to give you this special privilege. To learn Torah is a special privilege.
In Bechukosai Teilechu, I saw beautiful in Reberg Sefer, and on the Parsha in Nitzotzos, he says amazing. He quotes down that the whole idea of Im represents Moshe and Aaron taking the Torah, Mordechai and Esther, Aleph, Eliyahu, Mem, Mashiach. All these amazing things, all these personalities, but you need to do in Bechukosai Teilechu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you work hard. You put your effort in. You're Amel. You do it for the right reasons. Not just intellectual. Obviously, we have to know Hashem's Torah, but you do it for the relationship. I want a connection. The Gemara tells us in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, Hashem wants our lev. He wants our heart, but we need to want it. We need to want it more. We don't want just mediocrity. We want more. We can't just settle. We need to go for the gold. We're people that go for the gold. And I think this is the idea of Bechukosai Teilechu. We need to make a chakika. But Teilechu, you know, the difference between us and Malachim. We know in Zechariah it tells us that Malachim are represented by, right, it says in Zechariah, V'natati lecha mahalchim ben amudim. That mahalchim, we are mahalik, we're going. We're going through life, stories, we're going through life. But a malach is an amud, he's status, he's not going anywhere. And we are yelchu, that's the, in Bechukosai Teilechu, we're going. We're accomplishing. We're having ups and we're having downs, that's what life's about. Why Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Ma Mitar Eschem? So I heard a beautiful pshat. Is that just like a person has a keli, has a utensil, and it becomes tummy, he puts it in the mikvah, up, right? Takes it out, the keli's okay. Puts it, comes tummy again, puts it in, over and over again, back and forth, back and forth. So too, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitar Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mitar Es Yisrael, up and down. You fall, but you get right up. You fall and you get right up. But it's that perseverance that I'm not going to give up, the Rabbi Akiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you push, you'll have that special Siyata Dishmaya. You'll have that special divine assistance. You know, it's always about that king. The king, his daughter, they said, listen, whoever climbs the mountain, it's always climbing the mountain, whoever climbs the mountain gets my daughter. So everyone's going up. They're going and they're going and no one can get the mountain. Finally, one guy, he's getting to that level. He can't do it. A little Rocky Balboa, like we spoke about last week, he's going up. And he pushes himself. He has to get to the very high. And he pushes himself a little more. And he goes a little more. And then there's an elevator. A mountain with an elevator. Strange, right? But there's an elevator there. And he goes in the elevator. There's no one else there. So you don't have that awkward silence. But it's silent because he's the only one. And it goes right to the Kala. Hashem says, you put your effort in. You'll go right to the Kala. You'll come to me. Amazing. And the more a person believes in himself, believes in the Emunah, believes that even if he falls, the Chukosai, I want to make it part of my life. And I've told this story before, just to end with the story. So when I was in high school, I had a workout partner. I wanted to get into shape. And I wanted to be able to, you know, be strong and be healthy. And I remember, first of all, one time, I was near a person, they were running the treadmill, and the treadmill was faster than them, and they fell off the treadmill. It was really strange. You don't know what to do in those situations. Do you laugh? Do you ignore it? The guy clearly saw that. I saw this actually one time also similar, that I was in a shear, and you know, the head bob. You know, the guy's trying to stay up, but he's so tired. I once saw that guy do that, and he fell off his chair. It's the same thing. Like, what do you do? Do you ignore it? Do you not? He fell off his chair. He fell off the treadmill. That's not even what I'm talking about. So what happened? So I was doing this exercise. I was trying to do the triceps. And I was proud of myself. And a guy comes over to me, a big, strong Russian guy. And he says, what are you doing? And I said, what do you mean? I'm doing my triceps. And he says, you're just waving your arm. I said, what do you mean I'm waving my arm? He said, no. The way you do it, you put my arm in. And he did the whole thing. I remember, right, back in the Y. The Y. And shout out to my mother, right? The Y. And we're going back. And he's like, no, do it like this. And I did it like this. And I screamed. And he said, now I know it's working. Because the more a person puts the amelis, the hard work, But again, only Hashem knows. Only you know if you're putting hard work. Sometimes things come easier to someone. He's brighter. He's able to get things faster. So he has to work harder. Maybe he accomplishes a lot and he's doing it, but maybe he could put a little more effort. But it's all about that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we build that connection with Hashem, and that's exactly in this week's Parsha, that we have the Klalos, but we also have the Brachos coming right before Shavuos, right before Bamidbar. If we want to accept the Torah, we need to be Amelim B'Torah. This is Hashem. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. We're ending Sefer Vayikra, all the different lessons, all the different things we learned from Vayikra. And this is the idea, the Emunah of Shemitah, the Emunah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Emunah getting closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially during this Sefirah Saomer time, getting closer and closer to the Shavuos. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.